touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Coming in from London from over the border, flying in a big airliner.
Yeah. You're listening to WMFO Medford.
In my car and start riding again, and I can't find no true love. Oh baby, it's so hard, and I still think about you every time I ride in my car.
WMFO Medford, Mike on the mic here, 10:07 in the morning. Cam Lang's here too. How are you doing, Cam?
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, every time I hear that last song by NRBQ, Ride in My Car, mm-hmm. I got to sing along. Mm-hmm. And I don't sing well. So I'm sorry, Cam.
It's got the convertible down.
It's such a good, you know, summer song. I mean, summer officially started the other day, and today doesn't look much like it. It feels like it, but, mm-hmm. you know, NRBQ from the All Hopped Up CD. I must be all hopped up now because I can't talk. 1977, everybody. I was Riding My Car. Just a great song to play when the weather turns warm and sticky and hopefully sunny. Before that, it was Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, but it wasn't something new. I mean, he's had that band back him up on solo projects for a long time, and that was back in 2007 from the Live at the Twist and Shout CD. That was a cover of Into the Mystic. Good old Jason Isbell, who I love. Great cover there. Arlo Guthrie from the Running Down the Road CD that was coming in to Los Angeles. Our friends, special guests, Al Pachulis with a bunch of his friends playing a bunch of great music as they always do. That was called Around the Bend. Thank you, Al. And the Stripes from the Spinning Image CD just out. That was Black Shades Over Red Eyes. And yeah, Black Shades Over Red Eyes, you know, yeah, you can, yeah, I like the title of that. And I like the song, I like the band. Ah, you know, what else can I tell you? So what are you thinking about, Cam, at 10:09 on a Saturday morning?
Well, I'm thinking, geez, we haven't done a PSA in a bit here, and we got to our non-commercial obligations, I guess, if you will.
Well, yeah, hey, with that voice, you want to read one?
Oh, why not?
Okay.
Well, our local farmers market PSA here. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets wherever you can buy fresh vegetables, Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there as well as both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. Somerville, Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon to 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Street on the other side of Somerville. Union Square hosts its Farmers Market on Saturday from 9 to 1. I pass by that one all the time when I'm working on Saturdays and not here. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, many other cities and towns even have their own local markets as well. More information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine. Look for Farmers Market in your area. And it is a public service announcement from your nutritional friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah, it is a great time of year with the Farmers Market being in season again. I have one right across the street from where I work, too, in Framingham. Thursday. It's awesome to walk over there and just go home with some fresh.
Yes.
It's really good. Thank you, Kim. Okay, so new noise here at 10:10 in the morning. Remember, 11 a.m. is something about the women. I believe it is Jane that's in today, so that means a six-pack at noon as well. And if you don't know, something about the women has been on the air here since 1973-ish. Longest-running women's show in the area, that's for sure. Maybe in the country, I think. And it's 2 hours of all women artists, any genre at all, and Jane. So what else do you want?
Well,
really?
There's Brian and Company at 1.
Yeah, but that's so far away from something about the women. Crash Course for the Ravers, 1 to 4 with
Absolutely.
Brian and crew, yeah. And Vinnie Magazzini.
In the truck.
Yeah, and then our friend Vinnie Magazzini at 4.
Yep.
Yep, with Acoustic Ceiling, and it goes on and on and on. We're all here for you today.
But wait, there's more.
That's right. That's right. WMFO's here all day for you today. All right, 10, 11 in the morning. How about some more new noise? And then Cam and I, we're going to try and find that that Beatles stuff. We're going to work out the technical things of fitting the plug into your device.
Which is, I don't know.
It sounds like it'd be easy, but for some reason, we'll have to figure that out.
Something
but
wrong.
Cheap Trick. Everybody's talking about Cheap Trick because they sound as good as or maybe better than they ever did. Another new record from them called We're All Right, and yet another track that I want to play off of that one. This one is called Like a Fly. Brand new Cheap Trick here at WMFO Medford.
Dog. I can just hear. what's given to you.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Tonight.
WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday. How you doing? Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for asking. I'm doing good, too. A little humid, even with the air conditioner on, but who am I to be upset about that? What am I doing, Cam? Why am I doing this? I don't know.
Just because.
Cam is here.
Because they're out there, and you showed me that they're out there.
I'm out there.
Yes.
Cam is here. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. And then we had mentioned that we wanted to play some alternate stuff from Sgt. Pepper. And
Beatles.
We have to take a picture of this because Cam is one of my tactical friends. And it's just, it's really quite, I don't know. Maybe you'll explain how you did it. I don't know how you did it, but we did it. That was Steve Winwood that ended that last set from the Ark of a Diver CD, the title track. Always loved that. Then just before that, from the Best of the Only One CD, you got it. The artist was The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet. The Hives before that, way back in 2007, 10 years ago now, from the Black and White album that was Square One, Here I Come. Odds is the name of the next band from the Bedbug CD. Makes me kind of uncomfortable, itching, just, you know, whatever. Heterosexual Man was that one. And Cheap Trick, brand new Cheap Trick CD is called We're All Right. And it's like a fly on the wall, that one. What a good record that is. It's such a good record. It's, everybody's so happy about Cheap Trick. It's, you know, I don't know. What else can I say? It's just awesome.
Just one of those bands you keep on the iPod.
Yeah. So, Mr. Deep Voice, talk right into that mic because we want to hear you. This is all about what we're going to play next, everybody, to start off this new set.
Well, Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's, I mean, okay, everybody knows. June 6, 1967, you know, came out, seminal rock album, you know, by which, you know, everything else is judged. You know, a little bit of things here. I was going to say, well, June of 1987, I was working for a company called Radio Shack, and it was 20 years at that point, and the CD came out, and I remember playing it to death at work and to the annoyance of, you know, a couple of my coworkers and stuff, but, you know, hey, musically, it was just that important in my life, and, you know, hey, just played it. But here we are 50 years into this, and, you know, saw a few of the specials on this. Wow, you know, it's just how time has passed. Beatles usually are pretty reluctant to re-release, you know, things or reissue, you know, things, but this was fairly important. George Martin, I guess you could consider the unofficial fifth Beatle and certainly their producer and as such with the Beatles. His son, actually, I guess, got a hold of a lot of these, you know, multi-track masters or submasters in the works, you know, at the time. Now, you take it for granted that you could just sort of hit buttons now and, you know, have samples play and things like that. It wasn't as easy back then. And, you know, as you'll see some of the things that come out of this. So, you know, these four tracks were mixed onto, you know, more tracks and layered. What you're about to hear being the first two songs here off the album, but a little bit different, throwing a little bit of a musical curve on you here. Stripped down, naked, deconstructed, I guess, however you want to call it. You'll hear a lot of the studio cues, false starts, things like that, and just some of the things and elements that went into this to start it. So I guess, Maestro, without further ado, cue us in.
Okay, it's WMFO, Medford. Thank you.
something true. I was almost there when I found you. Sooner than my fate was wrote, perfect blade, it slit my throat, and beads of lust released into the air. When I awoke, you were standing there. I was on the mend when I fell through. The sky around was anything but blue. I found desire, regained my feet, a wound across my memory that no amount of stitches would repair. But I awoke and you standing there. There's no fortune at the end of a road that has no end. There's no returning to the spoils once you spoil the thought of them. There's no fortune. I'm ready to begin. I went on the search for something real. I traded what I know for how I feel. But the ceiling and the darkness, I was trapped, and as the last breath was drawn from me, light broke in and brought me to my feet.
Something good to eat and make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, pass it to me, baby. We'll pass it to me slow. We'll take time out to smile a little before you let it go. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Thank you.
shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Something good to eat, make ourselves a little high, make the whole day complete, 'cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, every night and day if I can help it, we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
WMFO Medford. Well, I guess we'd need to hang around the shanty and get a good buzz on it. It seems like a lot of people couldn't hear the beginning of that set, but we'll talk about that in a second. So I played that song.
Marcel Marceau's Marcel, greatest hits.
It was. So I ended that with a favorite of mine, Jonathan Edwards' Shanty, way back in the beginning of the 70s, for God's sakes. And before that, Avett Brothers from their excellent Carpenter CD in 2012, February 7. Before that, a request for you two from the Joshua Tree. Twee? All right, I'm going to keep talking like that.
Very
a request
quiet.
From the Joshua Twee, Twip for Your Wires, and that was for Martin Bono. Sorry, Martin, about my speech, but thank you for the request. And Cam, you mentioned you two as well, because they're going to be here Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to go to that one.
Absolutely. And then we played two songs that I guess nobody heard except us.
Well,
we really did hear
it. Well, the thing is, you know, as I was mentioning, the Beatles really started with nothing, and that's... Yeah, I meant to play it that way. Yeah,
that's weird. I can't wait to hear the playback and see if it played. But you know, I mean, like three people said, "This is dead air." I don't understand, but I don't have to understand. I'm just Mike, and I'm on the mic for another 10 minutes, 9 minutes until Something About the Women should be here, and I have some new noise to end the day. This one's from a band called Dan Luke and the Raid, brand new from those guys. This is called Black Hat Heavy Metal. WMFO.
Yeah.
dance a whole lot. I don't go out, but now that you're in, sometimes we shout, but that's no problem.
WMFO Medford, 10:57 in the morning. It's Mike on the mic with Cam on the mic. How you doing, Cam? Thank you so much.
Like that Split Enz. Hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time, right? I know. I know. Well, thank you, Cam, for coming in. I really, really appreciate that. And the 2 hours just flew by. Let me just tell you quickly, that was I Got You by Split Enz, as we mentioned. And before that, the new noise for that short set was a band called Dan Luke and the Raid and Black Cat Heavy Metal, which I liked a lot. And you know what else I like a lot? I like seeing Jane. It's been like years.
Oh, Mike. It does. It feels like a really, really long time.
I know.
Quick introduction here on the way up. But
yeah. And I got to thank Cam for letting me in. My card, I think it's been maybe 7 weeks since I've been here. So my card wasn't working. So thank you, Cam, for coming down and getting me.
I was going to use the kung fu grip on the doors, but I figured, you know, we'll just use the card.
Well, we'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
So today at 11 a.m. is something about the women with the beautiful Jane right here. And when you're here, Jane, it's the six pack at noon. What's going on today?
Today, well, some of our Something About the Women listeners, and certainly I know Mike knows, that Sue just had surgery this week.
On her knee.
Exactly. Successful. She's well. She's healing. But it made me think about, I'm going to do a six pack of songs about healing. And recovery and getting better all the time. So there you go.
It's very good. You could find a good cover of that Beatles one, I'm sure, by a lovely lady.
Well, I have been searching actually all morning. And, you know, it's amazing to me, but I couldn't find one. So, so I just referred to it instead. But anyway, it's going to be great. And, you know, it's kind of gray out there, but what better to do with your Saturday than listen to great music like you've been doing all morning here on WMFO.
That's right. So stick around, 11 a.m. It'll be Jane taking you through to 1 p.m. today. It's Mike on the mic. I'll talk to you next week at 9. Thank you so much for listening. Jane, let's leave everybody with some great music from Samantha Fish. What do you think?
I think that sounds wonderful.
Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
WMFO in Medford.
See ya. Good luck, Sue. We'll talk to you soon.
doctor's prescription haze. They ain't slept in days.